理课堂听 class.com。
Now, let's move on to your best known case. The Trinidad drugs case, that is, of course, 4 years ago with that strange Swedish businessman, Hugo Peters, and that airline pilot, what was he called?
Roger Temple. Yes, that was one of my better moments.
But you never actually arrested any of them, did you?
I didn't get a chance to, did I? Look, you're doing it again.
Darn it! Cut!
I told you to keep strictly to the questions on that list.
I don't have to take orders from you, Mr. Carter. I'm not one of your officers.
I see. Okay, then, there's no interview. Everybody out of my office, please. I'm not going to put up with this.
Please, Mr. Carter, you can't let 12 million people miss the chance to hear your ideas and see you in their living rooms.
Did you say 12 million?
That's right.
I didn't realize this program was so popular. Very well, I'll give you one more chance.
Thank you. Take three, and five, five, four, three, two.
Well now, that brings me to my next question. You're up the top of your profession, Mr. Carter, and obviously a very successful man.
It's kind of you to say so.
Yes. Well, what does it take to be successful in the police today, would you say?
In my opinion, today's policeman needs two things. Firstly...
Or police woman.
What?
I mean, there are female officers as well as male ones, aren't there?
Yes, of course there are. As I was saying, today's policeman needs two things. Firstly...
There you go again. Policeman. Would you say then, Mr. Carter, that success in the police depends on what sex you are?
Okay, that's it. That does it.
Cut!
Out of my office, please. And I'll be in touch with the director of the TV company about this.
But that question was on the list.
It was not.
Look.
Oh. So it was. Well, I'm still not going to answer it.
Can we finish the interview, please, Mr. Carter? 12 million people.
Very well.
Take four, three, two, one.
Well, Mr. Carter, to end with, can't we say a word or two about your private life? You're a married man, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And you've recently become a father for the second time, isn't that so?
Yes, indeed. My son, Harry Jr., was born 6 months ago. My daughter, Geraldine, is exactly three. It's her birthday today.
Is she going to be a policeman when she grows up?
What do you mean by that?
Just a joke, that's all. Well... Thank you very much, Mr. Carter. It's been extremely interesting talking to you. And that brings us to the end of today's Cop on the Hop.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Great. We'll get the stuff out of your office as soon as we can, Mr. Carter.